Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And of course, it's a very good afternoon to you. I am, of course, back on the airways from now all the way up until 6 o'clock. And today should definitely be starting on a high. If you were tuned in last week, Thursday, on Heart to Heart, you definitely did not miss the beautiful time we had out at the Emperor's Palace, as we had sustainability conversations. And we are continuing on that tip actually this afternoon. One of the companies, organizations that we bumped into and we definitely wanted to get in studio with us was Nestle. Yep. And I must say, I grew up in East London where there was a Nestle plant, but all I've ever known about them was that they make chocolates. I mean, I was a kid. It's always been a thing. Chocolates and the champion sweets, I remember. And that's my memory of Nestle. But we miss them, and I wanted to really have this conversation. But the great news is that this afternoon I am joined on the line by Mayor Corney, who is the Corporate Affairs Director at Nestle. Mayor Corney's Taylor, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me. I love that at least you know our products. You know about East London, so that's awesome. I'm
definitely not starting from scratch. Oh, welcome, welcome in. We really tried to get you guys in, but it was hectic, and we were in this area where you probably didn't spot us very easily. But I'm so grateful that you could take the time, Matt, to say, listen, I'll definitely come on board. And like I was saying, our whole conversation last week at the summit was on sustainability. And I want us to go back there, actually. What exactly does, sustainability mean to Nestle as a brand?
I think for us, sustainability is quite key because we want to do business, right? Mm-hmm. But we want to do it correctly. We want to do it compliantly. And we want to do it in a way that it doesn't take away from natural resources that are meant for our people. So yes, we want to make business, but it must be in a way that it is not negatively impacting on any of our human beings on this earth. We want to preserve the resources for the future.
I love that response. But now, looking at, we're thinking Nestle, it's sweets, like I said. By the way, I learned that there's even like your noodles are from Nestle and whatnot. And I was like, oh, okay, there's more to it. But how does Nestle then speak to that value chain of sustainability, actually? Because if I remember very well being there, the conversation was more towards, if we're speaking of a sustainable future, we're thinking recycling and whatnot. But how do you guys speak to the conversation of sustainability then?
So we have many pillars when it comes to sustainability. Our main focus for the conference was around water. You might have noticed that in the past few months, actually, water has been prioritized so much because it's a critical resource, not just for human beings, but also for our business. So its scarcity is actually a pressing global issue. Yeah. So as a responsible business or as a responsible company, we recognize the importance of water conservation and also efficient use, not just within operations, but even within the households. So we're quite committed to achieving water efficiency across all our operations and supply chain. So it's something that's very close to our hearts.
So my thought right now is even in the whole process of production, it's something that Nestle is actually, cognizant of, that we need to use as minimal water as we possibly can.
Absolutely. And what's important is that we also try as a company to make sure that even the water that we're withdrawing or using from the natural resources, we make sure that it's used efficiently. And where possible, what are the ways or what's the innovation that we can come up with to make sure that it also goes back into the actual supply chain and we're not denying anyone of this very important resource. So it's very important. So yes, we need water as people, as a business, but how is it affecting the people around us, the communities around us, which is why even in our supply chain, we make sure that we train our people, we train our suppliers, we train our partners in making sure that even in whatever we do together, there's water efficiency.
Wow. I'm gonna put you on the spot here, Mekoni, a little bit. You know, I always say this. So you are a company and somebody's listening right now and they feel like their brand kind of matches, you know, to your brand as well. Are there opportunities where you guys open partnerships, especially, you know, with regards to this particular topic, actually? Do you guys open your doors as Nestle for such?
You know what? We open a whole lot of doors.
Mm-hmm.
And we always are looking for opportunities. We always are looking for partnerships. We understand that a business, big or small, can never work or function on our own or in silos.
Yeah.
So we're always looking for partnerships that can help us to achieve our goals, achieve ambitions. So we are very, very open to that. So if someone has an idea that's brilliant or they think is brilliant, they can just put it through. We'll assess that. If we don't take it forth, of course, we can find other ways in which we soften it or we harden it, just so we all have a shared goal in addressing this.
I love that response because I think big corporates like yours are always blamed for not coming to the party. And one of the things I learned recently, Mekoni, is that we, especially as society and small businesses, we have a tendency to rock up at that point of need. We don't give enough time and we're like, hey, I've got my thing happening in 3 days. You know, this is the support I need. And as a result of that, then we give feedback and we're like, no, they're really not that much involved in communities. Exactly. That's why I was really excited when I saw you guys at the summit, because like, Nestle, actually. So it's a matter of speaking up in time, I believe, and making sure that when you want that partnership or that sponsorship, you know that your product does speak to Nestle as well.
Absolutely. And you know what? Sometimes the ideas are not there, or the idea is there, but you just don't know who to approach, right?
Yeah.
And especially with big multinationals like Nestle, you know, you don't know which door to knock at. But it's always important, if you have a business idea, if you have a concept that you think will make a difference, I mean, there's nothing to lose in approaching the right organizations. And then we can guide, right? We can guide to say, this is what you can do, or maybe you are a bit too much on the left, go to the right, or the other way around. So no one should ever feel like there's no way to go, or there's no one to speak to. Companies are always open. We always looking for ideas. We always looking to make a difference as part of our creating shared value strategy.
Wow. So one of the times, and this is literally my close to goodbye, but one of the moments that I visited your stand, I mean, we eat noodles. I've got 21-month-old twins. And the reason I noticed I needed to go buy noodles for them, actually. So I stopped by at the store and I was like, do you guys sell these noodles? And they're like, no, we're just setting up today. And I thought to myself, and they were telling me how you guys even have, like, I think a website where there's recipes and whatnot. And I said, you know what? One of these days I must bring Nestle into studio and you guys must do the cooking for us and share the recipes for us. I'll get a chef to come and cook and we'll cook some noodles. So, hey, I'm putting you guys up for a challenge one of these days. I'll knock and say, hey, come show us how we can make your product exciting, actually.
Yeah, no, we're always ready for that, hey? Always ready for that. We have amazing products. We have amazing products within the different countries where we operate. I mean, for Nestle Eastern Southern Africa alone, we have 23 countries.
Wow.
And massive, over 100 products. And most of them are actually proudly South African. They're manufactured here. And their goodness platform, which is what we exposed to last week,
yes,
very amazing. It gives you the recipes. It breaks it down. It chops up down what you need to stock up if you want to make this meal. So I'm glad that you love the noodles for your kids.
Definitely.
We will not disappoint. We'll always be by your side. So just treat us as your partners when it comes to making wholesome meals.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mekoni. Appreciate this time. I know it's an afternoon. It's a Friday and you probably should be heading out home, but thank you so much for having this moment with us. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great chatting to you.
Cool. God bless and have a great afternoon.
God bless you too. Thanks. Bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.